You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, baseball fans, you realize that the World Baseball Classic was last weekend. It was great. I can't wait for the Marlins to be coming up this season. I can't wait to go. I know that Ibrahim back there and I are going to go to some ball games. You can come, of course, Wanda. We went last year. I still have my funny hat.
I know.
It's awesome. We had some great pictures and some great fun. So listen, make sure you go to Marlins.com and start getting your tickets. I believe the season opener is the second week in April. I know who's going to be there sitting next to me. It's Larry Zinn. Hey, Wanda, we got Bruce there. Bruce, are you still there?
I am right here, Jim.
Thanks. Keep hydrating, man. We need you to make it all the way through this next segment. Now, Bruce is on. He's playing injured, so we appreciate that. Bruce, you'll send me a text on when your schedule is and travels will allow you to come in studio, and we'll make special arrangements to get you in here because your information is terrific. Every single person that I know needs to manage their personal brand because there's another concept in your book that I always refer to. We could talk about that if you like. I really would. And that's that everybody at the table or getting the interview or getting asked to present a proposal, well, you're qualified already. And Bruce, it comes down to their branding and their relationships. The ball is pitched right over the plate. Would you please hit it out of the park for me?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. You see, what happened in the last few years is the world changed drastically. With the internet, people have access to as much information as they want. In the old days, if you went to make a pitch, if you went to try to get some business, you had to tell people how great you were, because if you didn't, there was no other way they could find out. But today, when you show up to make that pitch, when you're ready to make that sale, they know everything they want to know about you before they set foot in your office, in the presentation, in your store, in your dealership, wherever it is that you're meeting with them. I say they know everything they want to know because some people want every single bit of information they can digest, and other people don't want any of it. But it's up to them, because nowadays most people carry these magical pieces of glass and silicon called smartphones, or they have a computer on the internet, or they have a tablet, and they can do all that research. So if you only talk about how great you are, you're telling them what they've already read. And what you're doing is not only wasting your time, but you're boring your consumer.
They're already going, I already know that. They go, I know that. Tell me something I don't know. That's exactly. A lot of people say that.
If I didn't know that, you wouldn't be here. If I wasn't interested in that car, I wouldn't be in the dealership. If I wasn't interested in eating that food, I wouldn't be in your restaurant. If I wasn't interested in maybe having you serve me as my accountant or my attorney or my doctor, I wouldn't be in your office.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Go ahead.
Okay, so another part of my brand is that I'm transparent. And I had a call the other day. I'm just using it as an example, and then you can build on this. And somebody called me, and they knew all about me. They said they had found me on LinkedIn. They had searched with some of the keywords that I used. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, all that social media is really directing people to me. And then the guy starts talking to me on the phone, asking me how I would handle a transaction. And I was just straight on honest with him. And he found that to be refreshing because I wasn't selling.
Well, remember that if you were selling, again, you were telling him what he already knew, which is you wanted his business. But instead, you were providing him with your unique, authentic truth, what it is you know, how you would work. You're giving him real ideas. You're making a difference in his life.
Yeah, and he called back today. I don't want to say I was amazed. I was actually thrilled. But it just reinforces that if you are your authentic self, you're going to have a better chance of building a relationship, because I know very few people in today's world that want to deal with a phony. Today, you can unmask a phony really quickly.
Immediately. It used to be someone told you where they went to school, what they did, what they worked on. You really didn't have very much way of finding out if it was true or not. Today, you can know in their reception area on your phone. So why even try that? Instead, why don't you build a brand about authenticity? Because look at something else. Because people have access to so much information, they also have just as much access to service providers, meaning they can get what you do lots of places. Can they get it done as well as you do it, as cleanly, as intelligently? No, of course not, but they don't know that. The point is they can get it anywhere. The one thing they can't get from someone else is you.
Yeah.
Take your authentic truth, sing your song, and that's what the world will notice.
You know, and again, I've seen some people out there that have really had a hard time getting into this new economy. And I ask them, you know, how many people under 40 have you talked to recently? Because it's really important to get the views of other people and to get these. I never use the term. I'll just say the people under 40 because I don't use the M word. And, you know, what I found is that it's very important to start meeting these new people and getting the new ideas.
Needless to say, if you're sticking with one age group, your own age group, say you're under 40, and you're not talking to people who are over 40, you're getting one viewpoint. But now, again, the world has access to so many viewpoints, and you have to make it part of who you are and what you do.
It's really important, and I really think that that I've learned a bunch of your lessons from reading your books. They've been absolutely terrific. Let's talk for a couple of minutes about the book, All About You. What is, you know, it's obviously the theme is all about you, but you've got a couple of vignettes in there that are really powerful. I'd like you to go through at least one of them because we've got about 2 or 3 minutes, and that's good for at least one or two.
Okay, well, first let me say that the book is titled All About Them. So when you go to look it up at the bookstore, don't ask for All About You because you'll get something else. Ask for All About Them. That's the book I wrote.
sorry about that, Bruce. I got, you know, what can I tell you? We started doing my ad there. Sorry.
So I talk about lots of different concepts, but I show people how to change their brand message from one of what are called RTBs to one that's all about them. RTBs are quite simply reasons to believe. RTBs are all the reasons you're good at what you do. Your school education, your experience, the number of trucks your company has, se habla español, whatever it is you offer. And most of us lead with those things. You shouldn't hire me because I have this, I have that, I have the other thing. What I suggest is that you use those as the secondary push. You start by talking about your consumer. You should hire me because I will make your life better because. And then you show them how what you do improves who they are. And then when they say, how can you do that? Then you give them the RTB. Then you tell them, because I went to school here, because I have this experience, because we have these resources, whatever it is. Don't lead with the functional reasons they should hire you. Lead with the emotional reasons why hiring you will improve their lives. And then prove it with the RTBs.
You know, I always try to transition from one segment into the ads by saying, stick with us, or actually, I don't want to say stick with us, but I want to say more things that'll help you improve your life today or real soon will be coming up. So make sure, and then I just go, Wanda, play the music, because I don't want people to leave, but I also want them to know that we're going to have great information that's going to help better their lives. And that right there, baseline isn't about me.
The whole reason for them to stay on the air is because their lives will improve. Obviously, you're entertaining and your energy is contagious. So just being in your space, just feeling and feeding off of your energy is enough. But if they also realize that they're going to benefit from it, that when they stop listening, when the show is over, they have true actionable things they can work with, that's really what you're giving them. I always say when I speak, and I think you do the same on your show, my mantra is 3 words. I want to be useful, enjoyable, and valuable. Useful, I want to give you something you can use for the time I spend with you. Enjoyable, I don't want to be dull and boring. I want you to have fun. I want you to enjoy yourself. And then valuable, days, weeks, months, years later, I want you to be able to say, wow, I used some of what Bruce said, or I used some of what I heard on Jim's show, and it really made things better. Useful, enjoyable, valuable.
Boy, Bruce, that's why we keep having you back. Please feel better. I wrote that down, useful, enjoyable, valuable. Every time I talk to you, I take something away. It always makes my life better. I hope that I'm able to do that for the folks that are listening. I really think I do. I know that they enjoy your stuff. So, Bruce, if people want to get more information about you, and again, the name of your book that I butchered 3 times so far, please throw that out there on your own there.
The name of my book is All About Them. It's available on Amazon. It's available here in town at Books and Books. You can pick it up wherever you like to buy your books. And to get in touch with me, my website is simply my name, bruceturkel.com. Turkel is T-U-R-K-E-L, 1-L, bruceturkel.com. You can reach me there. You can see my stuff. And the book is all about them.
Hey, Bruce, I want to thank you so much for helping make our listeners having some valuable information that's useful, enjoyable, and valuable, throwing that right back at you. Bruce Turkell, one of my favorite guests, one of my good friends, and, hey, quite a fine artist and musician, I will say.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim. And Wanda, thank you so much for everything you do to make this show so wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, Bruce. Hey, Bruce, feel better, get some chicken soup, and we'll see you real soon. Let me know when you can come back on the show, and we'll start advertising that.